Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I mean, I surf, I'm active, you know, I'm an ex-college athlete. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to try that Balance of Nature. Let's just see what happens. Like after about a month and a half, man, what a difference. That sold me right there. That's when I was like, you know, this stuff's working, so I'm going to stick with it. And so I've been sticking with it ever since, and it's definitely helped, and I definitely feel good. Seems like to be the real deal.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough. I've got a special report just for you from my friends at Swiss America, and it's free. Go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to get it now. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. It's all straight ahead. It's all right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Some
something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is election season. Decision 24 is underway. And one of the races that is very, very important is the Senate seat that Bob Menendez will be vacating at the end of the term, and what's happening in New Jersey in terms of his replacement. Democrats have a primary. Republicans have a primary. And the front runner for the Republican primary is Christine Serrano Glassner, who rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough. Christine, it's always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin. Always a pleasure to see you. It's really been a great race so far. Well, we have been working every day. You know that, and we're going to keep at it.
That's what I want to ask you about right now, because New Jersey's primary comes so doggone late in the cycle, and the presidential race will be largely determined before then, which means that your race then kind of gets elevated to the top of the primary ticket in terms of why people need to show up for it. But they may think, oh, I don't know, they're all the same, good, whatever. So why do people need to get out in New Jersey and support you on primary day?
Well, people need to support me because I am the Trump candidate. It's that simple. And on that ticket, Trump needs to have the strongest possible candidate in that Senate spot. Hands down, that's it. You know that I endorsed the president. I was the first New Jersey elected official this year to come out and endorse President Trump. I like to call it 2.0, right? But
the great reset.
You know, we did that.
Yes.
And certainly none of the other Senate candidates have done that. I said, we've got to, and that was before Iowa caucus. And I said, we've got to do this because we've got to show the president, President Trump, that this is, sorry about that. We've got to show President Trump that New Jersey is behind him. And people have to, you know, people say to me, Kevin, I don't like some of the things he says. And I'm like, you know what? I don't like some of the things my kids say to me sometimes, but I still love them. I support them. That's how it goes. So people need to get over that.
Would you rather have somebody who says stuff you sometimes don't like, or a president who does things all the time that you don't like? And that's the comparison for this next go around. If you're a tepid Trump supporter and you get like, okay, the tweets kind of got to me a little bit. Okay, fine. But did you like the policies? Yes. And were they better for America? Yes. Are Joe Biden's, is he a nice guy? Well, it turns out he's kind of not, but that's neither here nor there. It's policies are bad. The policies are what you're voting for in this situation, not personality.
Well, the Biden administration has shown us that they value power over life itself. I mean, look at what they did. Look at these young women that have been raped and murdered by these criminals that they're just escorting into our country. And, you know, with the last one, poor Lakin Riley. And that touches me right here because she's a college junior and I have two college girls. Oh. I feel for that family. It's just horrible. Biden, they didn't say anything for almost a week. And, you know, when he finally did, it was probably between ice cream bites. They don't care about life at all. If they did, they would close that border down. He would do something. He would do more. But every year you've got 100,000 Americans dying from that Chinese poison known as fentanyl. That's all Biden. He gets to own that.
Well, especially when, as I wrote in Town Hall over the weekend, he was hand-delivered a secure border in which migrants were being processed on the Mexican side of the border. Mexico was helping to enforce border security because Trump had very skillfully used tariffs to keep migrants there and to have the Mexican authorities helping. This is all and you know, it's interesting because Biden touted his national foreign affairs policy bona fides when he ran for the office. But he went hat in hand to Saudi Arabia, who wouldn't sell him oil. And he went hat in hand to Venezuela, our enemy, who pretended to agree that they would take deportees back. They announced this last week. They're not going to accept any more flights of deportees, mostly because what they've given us are their criminals. They've emptied their prisons and gotten rid of their criminals. And those are the people that they've sent to us. Christine, in New York City, as we speak right now, you have a Venezuelan crime gang that was all behind bars in Venezuela. They have now reformulated and now are operating, stealing mopeds and other things in the city left and right. We've imported a massive crime problem through Biden's migration policies.
That's right. And something is going to have to happen. They are going to have to be deported. Venezuela won't take them. I don't know where they're going to go. Could be a ship on the ocean forever, just sailing around.
Now let's move to your race.
They can't stay here.
Let's move to your race because Curtis Bashaw is a big a developer, entrepreneur. Cape May, Congress Hotel, people may know some of his accomplishments. But he chose to announce his candidacy on PBS. And I don't know a lot of Republicans that watch PBS. We've invited him on the show. I haven't heard from him as of yet. Your husband worked for Donald Trump. You are endorsing Donald Trump early and loud. Is the Trump candidate going to be the candidate for the state of New Jersey?
Well, what I know is that the anti-Trump candidate should not be the U.S. Senate candidate with Trump at the top of the ticket. And you can't pretend what you've done in the past. You can't pretend the fact that you donated to Gary Johnson. You can't pretend that your social media frequently had, you know, anti-Trump messaging on it. I mean, that's a reality. It should not be somebody like that. It should be somebody that has been in support of the president and his policies. And
so to be clear, you're saying that Curtis Bashaw has been anti-Trump consistently publicly and has now shifted his messaging to say that he was not.
Correct. That's exactly correct. And it's a simple fact. I like to look at the facts. I'm not interested in bashing any other Republicans.
Right.
I have no problem in going after Bob Menendez. That brings great joy to me. But I will point out the facts. And that's a fact. And so people need to decide, are you with the president and are you going to vote for a candidate that is also with the president now and has been with the president, has supported the president for a long time? You know, one of my greatest pleasures was that when I first ran for council, I got to be on the ballot with the president, and it was, you know, I saved it. It was a really special thing. And I would love to be on the ballot with him again. That's not why I'm doing this. This race is important. This is the first time in a lot of years that we feel like we really have an opportunity that we could win this seat and New Jersey could make a contribution to the nation. We have
to invest. That's what people need to remember is that U.S. Senate seats really dictate policy for the whole country. It's a much different type of representation than a congressional seat where you're confined to your district. You legitimately represent your entire state. You're one of two senators to do that, but you impact policy that goes to every state far and wide. Speaking of which, this last week, the Supreme Court said that President Trump gets to stay on all the ballots. Is the judicial system working, Christine Serrano Glasner?
I think that we all know that the judicial system has not been working in Donald Trump's favor for a long time. This is a country of democracy. And for states to independently decide that they're going to judge him and convict him of something that he has not been tried for, that's not democracy. I don't know what that is. That's a kangaroo court. But it doesn't belong here. And even in New Jersey, even with these counties, they should be operating in a democratic way. Democracy. Show Republicans that this is what we need to do.
Christine Serrano Glasner, where do they go to help your campaign?
Please come see us at Christine4NJ.com. That's Christine with a C-H. Christine4NJ.com.
Great. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Great to see you.
Yeah, you too. Kevin McCullough coming back from Times Square. Don't go anywhere.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great. And because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Bindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening
all
to
right,
Kevin
McCullough.
All right,
big busy Monday. We'll talk national security. We're also going to talk money, so stick around for more on that. Plus, have you registered for your chance to win a That Kevin Show mug? Send an email to thatkevinshow@gmail.com and put mug in the subject line and then tell us if you want the white one with the black logo or the black one with the white logo in the body of the email. thatkevinshow@gmail.com, thatkevinshow@gmail.com. Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. It is the Monday edition and we are talking on Kevin McCullough Radio with America First on the first day of the week. Because I'm going to practice what I preach at this microphone. We're going to put America first, no more demonstrably than on the first day. Fred Flights is back with us of America First Policy Institute. And Fred served in the former president's administration, in the 45 administration. And Fred, I could not believe my eyes and ears. I mean, Chuck Schumer has been bad on a lot of things. But sometimes you're able to mount pressure to make him come around and see the light. So true story, when he was wobbly on the Iran bill a few years ago, we rallied about 17,000 people to come to Times Square, hold a big press conference, and rally and everything else, and basically say, Senator Schumer, this is your constituency here gathered in Times Square. And they went all the way down 7th Avenue, many blocks that were backed up all the way. And he relented. He did the right thing on the Iran bill. But unfortunately, it's like pulling teeth with this guy, and he always tends to lurch in the wrong direction first. His speech last week, I thought, was beyond the pale. What was your read on it?
Kevin, it's great to be here. It's funny you mentioned what happened in 2015, because I was involved in that, too. I was involved in a demonstration outside of Senator Gillibrand's office to try to force her to do the right thing. She didn't. But you're right. I mean, Schumer sort of came around, but he didn't hold Democratic senators accountable for that vote.
Correct.
And I think it was the pressure that you were involved in. And his donors also made it clear to him that if you support this Iran deal, we're not going to fund you. And we saw the same thing last week. Schumer made this outrageous statement that, you know, denouncing Netanyahu, calling for new elections in Israel. We're meddling in the government of one of our best friends while it is at war. But isn't it interesting how fast Schumer seemed to walk away from these comments? Because I think his donors came to him and said, we are not going to support you if you do this. And just about every major Jewish organization, they came out against Schumer, too.
Well, there's a lot of speculation about why that approach at that time. And one of the things I speculated about on the Friday show publicly was that by lobbing this salvo, if successful, then the Democrats create this little umbrella that Biden can go hide under and be like, see, we've got to do what the people of Israel want. And that is, if they don't want Bibi to lead them anymore, we got to stand for, you know, the problem with all of this strategy is that Netanyahu embraced his political rival and they formed a unity government that is united and the entire country is united on what has to be done there.
That's right. The main opposition figure who will be running against Netanyahu for control of the next Knesset is Benny Gantz. And he came out against what Schumer said and said U.S. politicians shouldn't be meddling in Israeli elections. The vast majority of Israelis, not everyone, supports the war. They support what Netanyahu is doing. Some of them wish there was a hostage deal. But what we see here is, I think you're right, an attempt by Democrats to create some kind of cover, some kind of umbrella, so Biden can appease both supporters of Israel and those who hate Israel, those who hate the war, people on his radical left. This is not going to work. The opposition to the war in this country by his left is so strong. Some gratuitous comment by Senator Schumer, which the White House sort of backed, but then backed away from, that's not going to make a difference.
Yeah, that trial balloon got popped quick. I think the strategy is they needed something to be able to take to Minnesota and Michigan and say to the Middle Eastern immigrants that they've parked there, the Obama years parked a whole bunch of people in those two states, to say, hey, look, we're really on your side. That's pretty much now not going to happen. Does this put more pressure on Biden than to now to put additional pressure on Netanyahu to soften his approach? Because they are shedding serious percentages of voters in both of those states, that could be more purplish in color. They've gone blue in recent elections, but they could be purplish. I think in Michigan's case, it could turn out red in this election. But they've shed so much support in the immigrant Muslim community, I think it's a real problem for them.
I don't think it's possible for Biden to get those votes. I think they're gone. They're so
he's
angry
done too much damage
with how Biden has supported Netanyahu. And look, he has rendered some amount of support, more than I thought he'd offer. That's great. I think the aircraft carriers off the coast of Israel after October 7th, they weren't going to attack anything, but I think it was a good show of strength by this administration. The problem here, I think, is with Jewish voters who really want to vote for Biden, and they feel betrayed by Biden, and they really feel betrayed by what Schumer did. And I think that would be the long-lasting damage.
Well, I think there was already an understanding between the Abraham Accords and the strength that Trump has to run on in keeping his promise of returning the capital of Israel to Jerusalem and, you know, a number of policy items. are the Democrats in danger of losing the Jewish vote in kind of permanent ways because of what's happened here?
You know, there are a lot of moderate Jews. The liberal Jews are never going to vote for Trump. There are a lot of moderate Jews. They don't really want to vote for Trump. They would like to give Biden the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, what happened after October 7th, the Democratic Party lost a lot of it. And this kind of behavior, this betrayal of the state of Israel when Israel is at war, when Israel is still, I was in Israel a few weeks ago. These people are still reeling from what happened. We went to one of the kibbutzes, General Kellogg, my AFBI colleague and I, these tiny little homes shot up with hundreds of bullets, pictures of beautiful young 18-year-old, 20-year-old couples who were brutally murdered in these little homes for no reason. They were living there peacefully, and these Hamas monsters came across the border. They were followed by civilians with Gaza who committed their own atrocity and stole everything in sight. This is what the mainstream media should be talking about. This is what Chuck Schumer should be talking about.
Can't do that because the politics of the next election weigh too heavily on the left in this country. He is Fred Flights. We are talking about the biggest foreign policy stories of the day. When we come back from this quick break, I want to delve into two things. Putin overwhelmingly reelected by the biggest margin yet in Russia over the weekend. And should there be some criticism of the press for what Donald Trump has rightly described in terms of a foreign policy issue being a bloodbath if he doesn't get elected? We're coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough, Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay
here unless you've actually registered to win your That Kevin Show mug. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com, ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. And then in the body of the email, tell us if you want the black mug with the white logo or the white mug with the black logo. If you want to see them for yourself, go to ThatKevinStore.com, ThatKevinStore.com. You can see all of the great merch. Coming right back on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl.
I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Timothy Mahoney uncovers evidence of the true location of Mount Sinai, interviewing modern-day Exodus explorers and scholars.
Once I realized what this site was, I dropped to my knees.
All of the evidence, it's sitting out there for everyone to see.
Inspiring and faith-affirming. Journey to Mount Sinai 2 in theaters only May 15th and 17th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com.
Now, do you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC. Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl.
I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels, starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough back with you on this Monday. And coming up, we will talk about your portfolio. We will hit the markets. Scott Martin back with us from HillaryKramer.com. And we're going to look at the Magnificent Seven and see why they're not so magnificent quite anymore. But that doesn't mean that your portfolio is doomed. It just means you might have to reallocate and rethink some of your future strategy. We're talking with Fred Flights from the America First Policy Institute, one of the foremost think tanks in terms of thinking through things from an American first, practical, common sense type perspective, very much in keeping with the entire first term of President Trump's election and kind of how he governed. This is what they are still advancing on the policy front in every way. Fred, let's transition from the Israel war to the war in Ukraine and its impact on Russian elections. Putin has chewed up hundreds of thousands of conscripted lives of his forces in the last 2 years. And yet he soars to a new reelection after basically assassinating his chief rival. There are people that, like Tucker Carlson and others, that have pondered publicly, do the Democrats here want to do to Trump what Putin does to his rivals? I'm scared to let people answer that question, honestly, because I feel like there's more of a doubt there than I would like to be comfortable with. But why didn't the war cause a bigger frustration with the Russian public, especially in light of the fact that their offensive has really gone into a tailspin? And at best right now, they'll win a stalemate of atrophy as opposed to conquering the land that they wanted to conquer.
There's opposition in Russia. There's a lot of it, but the state has become more and more authoritarian. It's very dangerous to protest against Putin. You may find yourself thrown out of a window or probably poisoned, which is what Russians have done to their political opponents for probably 200 years. It's just dangerous to go out and vote and appear to be voting against Putin. And I think that's the trend we've seen here. So nobody was shocked that Putin won a record number of votes in the election. This is not a free and fair election. Putin has never competed in a free and fair election in Russia. I think he's paying a political price, but you know, he has an iron boot on the necks of the people. Someday there may be some type of revolution. There may be elites and members of the military who could rise up against him. But look, he's a former KGB guy, and I think he watches his back and he sacked anybody who might overthrow him.
Well, I've heard that the security measures around him are extraordinary, that he doesn't even use or carry a smartphone, basically, which I think has its downfall, but certainly has advantages when trying to institute security. What does this do to his war effort? Does he become more emboldened, saying, look, the Russian people like what I'm doing?
I don't think it'll have much of an effect on it. I think Putin is trying to cash in on confusion and weakness by Biden right now to grab what territory he can before the end of the year. I think he's worried that if Trump comes in, Trump will try to force some type of ceasefire peace agreement on both sides. So I think that's why Putin may be racing to grab more territory right now. I don't want to see the Ukrainians lose. I don't want to see Russia take any Ukrainian territory. But as you said, I think this is now a long-term war of attrition. I don't think these areas in eastern Ukraine are going to be going back to Ukraine in the foreseeable future. But I don't want to see Ukraine give up its territorial demands. I'm hoping one day there'll be another Russian government where this can be negotiated. But I agree with President Trump. The killing has to stop.
Well, it's certainly torn up the region and the world in many aspects. You were in 45's administration. We didn't have any of this nonsense going on. Iran wasn't emboldened. Russia wasn't emboldened. In fact, we had done everything we could to bankrupt the leadership in both of those areas. And yet here we are 4 years later in a very short period of time, and it seems like the world is spinning out of control. China is becoming more hostile and aggressive. You've obviously got the Ukraine-Russia conflict, and the larger Iranian-Israel conflict is really what it is. Hamas is just a storefront. But this is between Iran and Israel. What does, if Trump is elected, what does he have to do on day one? What becomes the immediate talking point in Tel Aviv, Moscow, Beijing, Tehran, the second that he's elected?
I did an article for American Greatness a couple weeks ago, calling on European leaders to stop fearmongering about a second Trump presidency, because the first presidency was pretty good for Europe and for the world. It's obvious the world is much more unstable today than it was when Trump was in office. And as you and I have talked about before, it's no accident that Putin invaded neighboring countries during three or four successive presidents, but not...
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl.
I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great. And because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all My Pillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl.
I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And you're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. On a Monday, we like to talk about your money. We try to help you protect your portfolio and keep it safe and growing as prosperously as we can. And sitting in for Hillary Kramer today is one of her top researchers, Scott Martin of Kramer Research. Scott, always good to have you. Happy Monday.
Kevin, happy Monday as always. Good to talk to you.
Now, when I was speaking with Hillary off air, she was talking about the Magnificent Seven and whether you should be buying them, holding them, or selling them. What's your take on it this morning or this afternoon?
our take on it, Kevin, as always, they're not really that magnificent. There's just stocks. And Magnificent Seven was created largely when Wall Street realized that the old FANG wasn't working anymore. Facebook changed its name. Netflix dropped down. And they had to realize that Apple and Microsoft are still really, really vibrant companies. So as far as we're concerned, Magnificent Seven, it's clickbait. There's some great companies in there. There's some real dogs.
So let's talk about them. What's your recommendation on the main ones?
Yeah, going through in no particular order, Apple, it's a dog. People have been buying that stock for years on the premise that they were going to come up with one great last, and now something different. And we thought it was the car. The Apple car is not going to happen. Now people are talking Apple AI. That's really not a big deal. That's table stakes now. Microsoft's got AI. Google's got AI. Meta's got AI. And then NVIDIA in particular, kings of AI. And so we think if you got to buy one of these, buy NVIDIA.
Okay, good to know. And the AI sector is pretty hot. We talked about an IPO a couple of weeks ago with Hillary, VHAI, and they've had a little bit of a run as well in the last little bit. You told me that day that when AI is hot, the whole sector's hot on some level.
Well, usually it is, and VHAI is one of my favorite companies in the space. But it's taken a little time because it's still a tiny little company.
Yeah.
And NVIDIA just sucking all the air out of the room. So once they give us a break, we can really shine on these little names.
When NVIDIA is mentioned kind of in the same breath as like a major commodity or you know, like it's like, what do you hold? Well, I've got some Apple, gold, oil, real estate, and NVIDIA. Like, it's, you know, it's like its own its own category almost.
Yeah, well, definitely. You know, they're their own asset class because, you know, it's when you're a trillion-dollar company, that's you know, that's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so we like to think about if you're buying stocks, you know, maybe put a little bit of money into gold, a little bit of money into NVIDIA. But stocks, you know, a $1 billion company is still a powerful thing. Buy Palantir. Buy VHAI. What else do we love? C3AI. Ticker symbol's just AI. They had a huge quarter, up 30% that day alone.
Wow. All right. Anything else in the Magnificent Seven that you're buying, selling, or holding today?
We are not buying Amazon. Amazon's looking really tired. We're not really buying Microsoft, but like you said, you know, Microsoft is like gold. It's not going away. And it's in case of a downturn, it will be really defensive. Who else is out there? Meta. We don't really like Meta. We think Zuckerberg cut a little bit too deep, and that company's not going to grow anymore.
So it's seen its best days.
Yeah. So, you know, the dividend was a real tell that he's willing to pay himself for his shares, and that means that the money goes back to shareholders and not into R&D.
Okay. Outside of the Magnificent Seven, what's Cramer Research watching today?
Well, back in the real world, we got a Fed meeting, and there's a little bit of talk that they might actually cut this week, but more than likely, they're just going to kick that ball until the summer. In the meantime, they're going to give us a new look at their plans for the year. They used to say, expect 3 rate cuts in 2024. That might go up. That might go down. We're thinking it might stay the same.
Which affects your strategy how?
We think that there's going to be a lot of relief if they do agree to, you know, if as long it's Powell's party to crash. Let's put it that way. He can talk tough. He can scare the market. He can talk us down. But if he just stays the course on Wednesday, the relief should take us through the next month on a bullish note.
That's very interesting. What about in actual other sectors of the marketplace? Is there anything else that's getting your attention? Energy, defense, home goods.
Yeah.
What's your flavor today?
Well, I think we talked a little bit about defense with Palantir, PLTR. That's been a huge win for us. And if you're listening to this and you're away from a radio, you know, try downloading one of their conference calls. Because they really talk about in a chaotic world, artificial intelligence can actually make things more stable, more reliable, and keep you liberate you from shocks. Let's put it that way. So PLTR in defense, we love that. In energy, we do think that oil, King Oil, is back, and that's really having an impact on Tesla and the lithium companies. Tesla, I didn't even talk about in the Magnificent Seven. I don't really think they belong there.
Okay. Why?
Too small. You know, we think a couple of years back to remember the FANG, FANG. The end there was Netflix. And at the time, Netflix was one of the four biggest companies. Now it's like not even in the top 10, last I checked. It's only $200 billion. We think Tesla is sort of the weak link in the seven. So it's not getting much bigger. It's probably going to get smaller.
Interesting. Well, it does seem that energy, at least in the current political climate, is going to have a lot of attention on it because you've got the one candidate that's going to be pushing electric vehicles and the other candidate pledging to restore domestic supply. How does that play out from an investor standpoint over the next 6 months?
Well, I think it depends on your standpoint. If you are an investor looking for the bottom line, Exxon said it last week, you know, if we're not living in a world where ESG is pushed on you, there's really no reason to go ESG from an investor, you know, perspective, because the companies, There are a lot of them are on life support. And in the meantime, drill, baby, drill.
Well, yeah, well, exactly. And you know what they've had a hard time doing? They're running out of the rare earths. Like, they're yes. discovering that there's just not enough of that stuff. Scott and Hillary's takes on things as the markets demand. Coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough. Stay here.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, final few minutes, and thank you for spending this time with me. Grateful for Imran Ansari and Andy McCarthy sharing their expertise. And Christine Serrano-Glassner running for the Senate in New Jersey. I think she'd make a fantastic senator. She's doing a good job as mayor. And again, she kind of understands what it's like to be in the heat of the battle, which is not something that Mr. Bashaw or any of the other candidates in the Senate race really understand. And for New Jersey, I don't know, the political needs there are just unique, and I think it's going to be good for someone like her. I know she's ready to take on the general election opponent. I hope that the primary doesn't get too bloody, but we'll have to wait and see. All right, speaking of bloody, earlier today, Chuck Schumer thought it would be a good idea to explain what he perceives to be the four obstacles to the lasting peace for Israel. And he cited things like right-wing Jews, and the need for new elections to get rid of Mr. Netanyahu as two of the four obstacles that he identified. And he said that you've got to identify these four obstacles, you've got to get rid of the four obstacles so that you can then have a lasting two-state solution for peace in the region. And I think it's about as foolish and stupid of a speech as I've heard a public official give. And I'm tired of this, because in the morons that were at the Academy Awards, the Oscars last Sunday, same thing. They're all wearing the red pin with the bloody hand. You know what the bloody hand comes from? A day in which Palestinians dismantled two Israeli IDF bodies and soaked their hands in their blood. Let's just revisit the facts one more time. On October 7th of 2023, a ceasefire already existed. For those that are calling for a ceasefire, to be clear, to be crystal clear, it was not the Israelis that broke the ceasefire. It was Hamas who came across the boundaries, who butchered women and children, who have stolen hostages and still hold eight Americans. None of that was Israel's decision. Israel has made the tough decision that they're going to get rid of Hamas completely, and they will do it as circumspectly as any government on the planet will. They will be as careful as they can possibly be, but they are not going to let these animals do this a second time. So for Charles Schumer to be saying that Netanyahu is the problem here, again, misses the boat, just like Hollywood did. Netanyahu didn't order the attacks of 10/7. That was the goat herders who lived to their south. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.